Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Lamed. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to be finishing the second paragraph of Sechas Zvachim. We are holding on Zvachim Daf Chaf Tes Amid Beis. We finished off yesterday by reading the Mishnah. Obviously, everything we do today is going to be an explanation of that Mishnah, so it's Kedai Techazer, the basic machlokes that we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah taught us the rule that in order for something to be pigle, you need that Karav Hamatir Kimitzvah, so you need everything else to be in check. You need everything else to be done correctly. But if you have a Machshavach Mano and the Machshav Chutzim Komo, so then it's not going to be piggled because the Machshav Chutzim Komo will make it puzzle anyway, and that's not Karav Matzir Kimitzvah, that's not going to work, that's not going to be considered that everything else is going right. And the Mishnah had given a whole number of situations where you have Lechol Kechati Zayis Kechutz Kechati Zayis L'machar Kechati Zayis L'machar Kezayis L'machar Kezayis L'chutz. Right, we had all these different permutations where you have Machshavos of Chutz L'zmano and Chutz L'mekomo, and we said in all of those cases it's pasul, but it's not going to be chayv kares, meaning that it's not going to become pigle. It only becomes pigle if the only problem was a machshava Chutz L'zmano. But then Rabbi Yehuda came along and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda said toward the end of the Mishnah, Ze'aklal, kol shemachshavas hazman kadma lemachshavas hamakom, Pigle v'chayav nalav kares. So Rabbi Yehuda right there allows for, within the world of pigle, allows for other machshavos psulos as well. He says that you can have a machshava chutzlos mano and a machshava chutzlom komo, and it will still be pigle, so long as the machshava chutzlos mano came first. Because once you have that machshava chutzlos mano, the shame pigle is chal, and therefore, when you subsequently have a machshava chutzlom komo, it does not take away the shame pigle. As long as the machshav chutz l'zmano came first, that's going to label that carbon as pigle, and then the subsequent machshav chutz l'mekomo will not remove that label. But if the machshavas hamakom what preceded the machshavas hazman, if the person first thought a machshava of chutz l'mekomo and then thought a machshava chutz l'zmano, then it's going to be pasul and ein bo kares. It's not going to be pigle, it's going to be pasul. The chachamim, however, clearly disagree. They say in either case, as long as there's a machshavas chutz l'mekomo mixed in there at any point, it's going to be pasul, it's not going to be pigle. That is the fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So now our entire daf is going to be centered around that machlokas. So says the Gemara, Amar Ilfa machlokas b'shtei avodos. We have a machlokas. What the machlokas is? So the Ilfa comments, and we've had Ilfa already. Ilfa was the contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, his businessman contemporary. So Amar Rav Shapta likes to say, a lot of times the Balabatim know how to learn a lot better than the Rabbi knows how to learn. Just, you don't go into Rabbanan just because you know how to learn, it's because that's your calling or whatever. So Ilfa was obviously a pretty big Talmud Chacham, so he didn't know how to learn better than Rabbi Yochanan, as we saw in Maseches Tainis, but he knew how to learn pretty well. So Amar Ilfa, Machlokas b'shtei avodos, aval ba'avoda achas, divrei kol erev machshava sabi. The whole Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is when you had your machshava. What was the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? That if you thought chutz l'zmano first and then chutz l'mekomo, it can still become pigle. Rabbi Yehuda only holds that if you thought chutz l'zmano on avoda A and chutz l'mekomo on avoda B, right? That as Rashi says, b'shtei avodos da'at tani sefer kazayis l'machar kazayis b'chutz depalig Rabbi Yehuda Allah, that first chutz l'zmano then chutz l'mekomo, that where Rabbi Yehuda thinks it is pigle b'shtei avodos ma'iri. That's only if it's in two separate avodos. Kiresha, like in the case we had at the beginning of the Mishnah, sheshachat al menas lechol kazayis l'machar v'kibel al menas lechol kazayis b'chutz. You did the shechita with the machshav of chutz l'zmano. You did the kabbalah with the machshav of chutz l'mekomo. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says, ahahu depalig Rabbi Yehuda shari hukva b'pigle. That's where Rabbi Yehuda says that if one entire avoda was done with the machshav of chutz l'zmano, that's when pigle was chal and it wasn't ruined by any other machshava during that avoda. So pigle's going to be chal and will not be removed at a later avoda. But If it's ba'avoda achas, if you look on the first white line of Rashi, avol ba'avoda achas, afilu Rabbi Yehuda moda d'lo hukva b'pigul b'machshava mu'reves. But Rabbi Yehuda will be moda that if within a single avoda, while you're doing the shechita, first you think chutzal zmano, then you think chutzal mekomo. Pigul did not take hold strongly enough to say that it can't undo itself and now become just pasul. Even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that it's not that it's not pigul in that situation, that the other machshava encroached on the pigul, and therefore it makes it just pasul and not pigul. So the whole machlokas, according to Ilfa, is only shtei avodos. But avoda achas, everyone holds iruv machshavos havi. It is a combination of machshavos, and whenever you have a combination of machshavos, we have to get familiar with the terminology, otherwise we can get confused later. Iruv machshavos havi means that when there's a combination of machshavos, it means that it's not going to be pigul. So iruv machshavos is always the equivalent of not pigul, just pasul. So fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, af ba'avoda achas machlokas. The machlokas is even by a single avoda, meaning even within one avoda, Rabbi Yehuda will still maintain, even when during the shechita, you have first the machshavas chutzal zmano, then the machshavas chutzal mekomo, then Rabbi Yehuda will still maintain that is going to be called pigul. So says the Gemara, according to Ilfa, I understand very well from the fact that the Reisha talks about shtei avodos, because when the Reisha wants to give an example of lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso, where not everything was done exactly right, where other than the machshava chutzal zmano, there were other problems, so it gave the example of shachat chutzal zmano v'kibel v'halo chutzal mekomo. So I understand that if that was the case of lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso, so then when the Mishnah went on to say Kizayis Lamachar Kizayis Bechutz, where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and Rabbi Yehuda thinks that that's going to be pigul, it's talking about a similar case where it's the Kizayis Lamachar is on one avoda, Kizayis Bechutz is on another avoda. So according to Ilfa, there's symmetry in the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah talks about the case that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on, it matches the Reisha. But so that makes a lot of sense. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha b'shtei avodos, the Reisha where it spoke about having a shachat chutzal zmano and kibul v'halo chutzal mekomo, right, where that was very clearly shtei avodos. When it spoke about lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso, it was very explicit that it was talking about shtei avodos. So then the Seifa, where it talks about kezayis lemachar, kezayis b'chutz, so that's going to be b'avoda achas. That means during the shechita itself, you have a machshava of kazayis lemachar and then a machshava of kazayis b'chutz. Where's the symmetry in the Mishnah? So says the Gemara, there's no problem with that. Yeah, you can have that. Reisha b'shtei avodos seifa bein b'avodachas bein b'shtei avodos. It could be that the Reisha, when we're just talking about general terms of karav hamatir kemitzvaso and lo karav hamatir kemitzvaso, we speak about shtei avodos. But in the seifa, when we discuss the machlokas or b'dun the rabbanon, that machlokas will apply both b'avodachas as well as b'shtei avodos. That machlokas is not limited to a situation of shtei avodos. Even b'avoda achas, you'll have that machlokas. Meaning, we're not bothered by the fact that the seifa talks about more expansive cases, talks about a greater number of cases than the reisha would speak about. That doesn't bother us. Fine. Tonight, Am Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Zaklal im machshavas hazman kadmel machshavas hamakom pigul v'chayven lof karis." As long as your machshava for the chutzal zmano preceded your machshava of chutzal mekomo, it's going to be pigul. Meaning, the Rabbanan held that a machshava of chutzal mekomo at any point during the process will mean that it's not pigul; it's just pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No. Once the shame pigul is chal, the shame pigul does not go away." So says Mar Bishlam of Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes a lot of sense. Hainu diktani zaklal. According to Rabbi Yochanan, and that the machlokas is both b'shtei avodos as well as b'avoda achas, I understand why it says za'aklal. It's coming to tell me za'aklal is a lashon of an extra chiddush. So it's coming to tell me that not only does Rabbi Yehuda hold it's going to be pigul, even though you had a later machshava of chutzal mekomo when it's shtei avodos, but even b'avoda achas, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold it's still going to maintain the status of pigul, even though in that same avoda you then had a machshava of chutzal Mekomo. That's a chiddush. Ilfa ma'izah klal. But according to Ilfa, what exactly are we adding with the words zeh klal? So it says Gemara Kasha. Yeah, that's in fact difficult. Why would you say zeh klal if really there's only one case and we're not coming to add any more cases? The only case that Rabbi Yehuda would disagree is b'shtei avodos, but he would never disagree b'avoda achas. So the Gemara leaves that as an unanswered question. Okay, Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Temura. It appears several places with this Mishnah, as you see on the margin, sounds familiar to us from Baba Kama and from Nedarim, but the Mishnah appears in Maseches Temura. Primarily, it's a Temura Mishnah. It's not awesome. Harezu Temura Sa'ola Temura Shlamim. Let's say a person tries a Temura, of course, when you try to exchange the Kedusha of an animal, it doesn't really work to exchange. The Kedusha remains on the first animal, but it goes on the second animal as well. So you try to take an animal that was Chulin, and you say, this should be a Temura for the Karban Olah. And then you say, and also a Temura for the Karban Shlamim. The thing is, it can't be both. Right? Rashi explains, Harezu Temura Sa'ola Temura Shlamim. Shehemid Behemas Chulin Eitzel Shtayim. You take one Chulin animal, put it right next to two Karbanos. Achas Olah Ve'achas Shlamim. One of those Karbanos is an Olah, one is a Shlamim. Va'amar. Harezu Temura Sa'ola Temura Shlamim. And you say, this animal should be a Temura Sa'ola and Temura Shlamim. Harezu Temura Sa'ola. So the halacha is that it has the status of Temura Sa'ola. Why? Says Rashi, Tfos Lashon Rishon. Vein Kedusha Chala Al Kedusha. Because whatever you said first goes, and once what you said first happened, what you said second can't happen. Because once it's a Temura Sa'ola, it's already Kadosh, and if it's already Kadosh, it can't become Kadosh with a different kind of Kedusha. So it already became a Temura Sa'ola. So the Mishnah says, Harezu Temura Sa'ola, Temura Shlam, Harezu Temura Sa'ola, Div Rav Meir. That is Rav Meir Shita. That Tfos Lashon Rishon, whatever you said first goes. Amar Rabbi Yossi, but we have explicitly that Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Im lekach neskavein tchila, ho v'iyef shalahotzi shtei shemos ka'achas, dvarav kayamin. So he says, what's going on is that you really want to say both of them. You want to have them both at the same time. Temura Sa'ola, Temura Shlamim. The only thing is, you're a human being, and you can't speak out of both sides of your mouth at the same time. So Tfos Lashon Rishon would tell you, really, you meant to say what you said first, and what you said first is what you really meant. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, no, it's not what you said first is what you really meant. You really meant both. The only thing is, you can't say both things at the same time. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is going to say, Hol v'yeshalotzi shtei shem skachas, dvar of kayamin. So what you said is going to be kayam. What does that mean, dvar of kayamin? It's impossible for it to be both. So says Rashi, Hol v'yeshalikro shtei shem skachas, v'hutzruch l'akdim ze'achazeh, and by the fact that you're a human being, you had to say one first, dvar of kayamin, v'tira v'timacher v'yavi b'dmei chatzia olo b'dmei chatzia shlamim. Yes, this animal can't be both. But what you can do with this animal is let it graze until it gets a mum, and then you can go and sell it, and then you can use half of the money for which that you sold it for and buy a carbon ola, and half of the money that you sold it for and buy a carbon shlamim, and in that way you will fulfill both temuras ola, temuras shlamim. Fine, that is the way to solve the problem according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's the fundamental machlokes from Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir holds lashon rishon is what we're interested in. Rabbi Yossi says no, it's not lashon rishon that we're interested in. We're interested in both lashonos. Both are meaningful. V'im isha amar harezu temuras ola. V'nim lach v'amar harezu temuras shlamim harezu ola. But if he changed his mind, if he first said temuras ola and then he changed his mind and he said harezu temuras shlamim, so then it's going to be a carbon ola. It's not going to be a shlamim. The first one is definitely going to be chal. Period. Ibayilhu. Harezu tumuras ola ushlamim mahu. What if you don't say harezu tumuras ola tumuras shlamim? You say a more lashon that implies that you're bringing them that's more fusing the two of them together. You say harezu tumuras ola ushlamim. So then, what's the din now? According to Rabbi Yossi, what do you mean, what's the din? Even when he said, Harezu Temura Sa'ola, Harezu Temura Shlamim, even then it's all mixed together. It's all, both of them are going to be chal. So it must be that this shaila is within the shita of Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir that says, Tfos Lashon Rishon, what if the Lashonos are not so neatly divided? The Lashonos sort of fuse together. Harezu Temura Sa'ola Ushlamim. And if you don't like that question, then Lachtsos Mahu. What if you literally say, to split it? So is that an option in Rameir's view? Or Rameir's going to say, no, you always need to make a decision. It's going to be one or the other. There's no such thing as splitting it up. Meaning, is that a principle that Rameir holds of? Or is it just that Rameir agrees that it's theoretically possible that you could have meant to split it up? It's just when you say, I raise it to Marasol, I raise it to Marashlam, that's not what you meant. What you meant is Lashon Rishon. So if you look at Rashi, Ibailu, I raise it to Marasol, Ushlam, Imahu. Mi Amrinon, Hadde Palag Rameir, Vamr Tfos Lashon Rishon. Do we say that when Rav Meir holds that you got to take the first lashon mishum da amar tmuras trezimni? It's because you made two separate statements that are entirely separate from each other. You said the word tmuras ola and then tmuras shlamim vavale kenimlach. That's like changing your mind, and changing your mind you're not allowed to do. Once you already made it an ola, it's too late to go ahead and change your mind. Aval hacha damar tmuras ola ushlamim. That's clearly not changing your mind. That's one dibur. V'travayu chayli, and maybe even Rav Meir will be molda that they're both going to be chal. Odil matfos lashon rishon liolam upashta kedushas ola bakula v'sulas lashon lechayla. Or maybe Rav Meir holds that no, we always say take the first lashon that he said, and kedushas ola immediately is chal on the entire animal, and therefore there's no room for kedushas shlam to be chal whatsoever. And then we say, okay, good. That's shaila number one. If you just use one word tamura, and you say Ola and Shlamim. But Imtim Salomar, Rashi says, the second question is Imtim Salomar, is if you're going to tell me that Pashto Kedusha Sola Bakula, that even in the case of Harezu Tumuras Ola Ushlamim, Rav Meir is still going to insist, Fos Lashon Rishon, that what you said first counts and it's all a Karban Ola. So Amar Harezu Behemazu Lachzos Li Ola Ushlamim. What if you say, I'm taking this animal, and the first word out of your mouth is Lachzos, to split it. So right away it's evident that you don't want the Kedusha to be poshate in the entire animal, because before you even mentioned any kind of Kedusha, you said, let it split. Lachtos. So Mai, what's the din? Do we say that it's one dibur and therefore it's got to go together? Or maybe no, maybe Rav Meir holds in principle there's no such thing as splitting an animal. So whichever word comes out of your mouth first in terms of kedusha, so you said lachzos, but that's ridiculous. We ignore that because that's impossible. So you said which kedusha came out of your mouth first? So you said lachzos ola ola. That's it. So ola is on you put ola on half of the animal, but it immediately is poshet, it spreads out to the entire animal. V'lasu shlamim v'chayli, and therefore mela, shlamim doesn't have, the kedusha shlamim doesn't have any room to be chal. So what would, again, this whole shayli is, what would Rav Meir hold in these cases? We know what Rabbi Yossi would hold. Rabbi Yossi holds, even if you say two totally separate statements, it gets split in the animal. It splits the animal, the animals, both kedushas are chal in the animal. What would Rabbi Meir hold in both of these cases? Samar Abaye b'hav vaday moda Rabbi Meir. In these cases, for sure, Rav Meir is going to be moda that you would split it, right? That's got to be, it's got to be that Rav Meir is going to be moda. That's Abaye's Abaye Shita. Rava Amar, Rava would say, no, Adayin hi machlokas. It's still going to be a machlokas. Even in this case, it's going to be a machlokas. So Amar Rava, meaning Rava would say that Rav Meir would still hold, even when you said lachzos, when you make lashonos that is so much clearer that you're trying to split it, it's not splittable. Whatever you said, whatever kedusha came out of your mouth first, that's what's going to be chal. So Amar Rava la Abaye. So Rava says to Abaye, Rava holds that that the machlokas Rav Meir will never allow for splitting. Lidi doch damit bahavadei moda Rav Meir. He says, wait a second, according to you, that you say Rav Meir is certainly moda over here, that it could be split, what about by shchita, where it's something that clearly is l'chilachzos dami, it's something that's as if you're saying you're splitting it, meaning within the avoda of shchita, right, in our Mishnah, this is how we're connecting it to us, within our Mishnah, when in the avoda of shchita alone, you have two machshavos, tira kazayis chutz hazmano, and a kazayis chutz Limakomo, and yet we see that there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda holds tfos lashon rishon, right? That Rabbi Yehuda would say that listen to what you say first to the first lashon, that tfos lashon rishon, and therefore it's pigle and it's not going to become pasul. And the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda, let's call him Rabbi Meir, the Stam Mishnah, right? The Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda holds that the second Lashon also has room to be Chal, and therefore it's going to be Pasul. So don't you see, even within one Avoda, within the Shechita itself, which is one Avoda, that's just like Lachzos. So that should be, that you still have the Machlokas. Rabbi Meir would still maintain that there's no room for splitting, that whatever, that I'm sorry, Rav Meir would How does this go? Says Rashi, "Dechilachzos dami delav mehader mluche," where you're clearly not going and changing your mind. Shari kama zesim yeshva, because there are many kazesim in the animal. V'chad diburu, it's clearly all one dibur. Upligi, and there's a machlokas. V'kam Rabbi Yehuda tefos lashon rishon, and Rabbi Yehuda says, follow the first lashon. First lashon is pigle, so it's pigle. For Rabbi Meir de Tamura, here's the key. Right, this is where I was getting confused. For Rabbi Meir de Tamura, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisan Kai. Rabbi Meir in Tamura is going like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Darmin and Bishmaitin, Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. That Rabbi Meir was within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says tefos lashon rishon in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says let it be pigle. Don't the machshavas psul that you have afterwards is not going to ruin it. So Rabbi Meir in Maseches Tamura, who follows the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, right? So would he also held tfos lashon rishon, right? So that's what we're saying. So by our, and yet there's still a machlokas in our Mishnah. So you see, Rabbi Meir still holds his ground even in the case of a single avoda, even in a case where the both machshavos were within the shkita. Isn't that parallel to a case of tumuras alu shlomim or lachzos? Isn't that parallel to the case of lachzos where you're trying to clearly split it at the very outset? So says Gemara, Amrlei, mi savrit eina l'shchita elu l'basof? Why, you think shchita is just one unit? You have to view shchita as the whole shchita, all is chal at the very end of shchita, where it's just one thing, it's one moment in time, and that's how you want to compare it to the case of lachzos, to making a tamura by a case of lachzos? No, it's not true. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'yadzof. Shechita is a process that has many stages to it. There's a cutting the first siman, cutting the second siman, that you can break down the shechita process into several stages. So if that's the case, what was the whole premise of this question? The premise was that having multiple machshavos during the shechita was like saying lachzos, because it's attaching different machshavos into one act. So we're saying, no, it isn't. By shechita, there are two simanim. Maybe when you shechted the first simon, you had a machshava chutz l'zmano. The second simon was machshava of chutz l'makomo. So that's where it's two separate acts that you're trying to attach the two machshavos to. But maybe in a chinami, if it was all within one act, maybe taka Rameir would be moda. Maybe if it was all within one act, then Rameir would be moda. You're not going to say tefel slash and rishon. Then maybe Rameir would be moda. Both machshavos are going to be chal, and the animals only going to be puzzled. It's not going to be pigle, but it's just that shechita has two. Shechita can be split up. And in our Mishnah, you're saying the Mishnah is speaking about a case where when you cut the first simon in the animal, there are two pipes that need to be cut. So when you cut the first simon, you're having machshava chutz zmano. The second simon, it's machshava chutz mekamo. Where the parallel case in Tamura is harezu Tamura sola, Tamura shlam, harezu Tamura shlamim, where you make two totally different statements, and that's where Rabbi Meir is going to say, I'm sorry, but your first statement is chal and not your second one. Rabbi Meir, who lines up with Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, I'm sorry, you said pigle, it's pigle. You said chutzis mano, it's pigle. I don't care that you later said chutzis mekamo, but if you found a way to be ma'arev chutzis mekamo with chutzis mano, you managed to mix it together, chutzis mekamo and chutzis mano, maybe ein achinami. Rabbi Yehuda will be moda, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, which is the equivalent of Rabbi Meir in Tamura, will be moda, that if you're ma'ariv, then the second machshava also counts, that you that it did work to make it not pigle and just pasul. Good. So that's how the Gemara rejects that raya. So frak the Gemara, but I have another raya. Viter hare kmitza dilchi lachzos dami upligi. What about a case where you're doing kmitza? There are no two simanim by kmitza. By korban mincha, you take a kmitza, you take three fingers full of the flour. So by kmitza, that's kilachzos dami. That's more like a case where it's only one avoda. That right, you're only doing one thing and having multiple machshavos during that one thing. Isn't that similar to the kilachzos, to putting two kedushos on the animal at the same time? And yet we still see upligi. We still see that even by kmitza, we're going to have this same machlokas where Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan disagree about the kmitza. Where Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, look, if you had a machshavas pigle first, it's machshava's pigle is going to be chal, and I don't care about your second machshava. We're not ma'ariv the second machshava in. Amrlei mi savrit eina l'shchita. I'm sorry, I lost the line. Very kmitza. Yeah, upligi hasamnami shehikter komets mincha chutz lezmano komets levona chutz lemakamo. Who told you kmitza can't be split into two separate actions? Kmitza is also split into two separate actions. There's the kmitza, the komets mincha, and there's the komets levona. The korban mincha has two parts to it. There's the flour and there's the levona, the extra spices. So maybe when you took the komets mincha, that was with the machshav of chutz lezmano. The komets levona was with the machshav of chutz lemakamo, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, or Rabbi Meir and Tamura is going to say, we only listen to the first machshava, and therefore it only becomes piggle, it's not going to become possible, the later machshava of chutz lemakamo is not going to ruin it. But if it was within the same act, where you had a machshava of both chutz lezmano and chutz lemakamo, that would be kilachto stami by Tamura, and in that case, Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and Tamura, will be moda, that that's only going to be possible, it's not going to be piggle, that the second machshava does play a role, that we're not only interested in what comes out first. So says Mark, okay, we need to find an avoda by karbanos where it's one act, where it's not splittable. So hare komets to minchas chote de lak levona badei. Ah, we got one. What about komets by the minchas chote? The minchas chote does not have levona, so there's only one kmita. There's only the kmita of the mincha, right? So upligi, and still we have this machlokas. Says Gemara, lo pligi. No, they don't. It's, where do you see that they argue even by the case of the komets mincha? It's not true. They don't argue in such a case. So Amar Ravashi, Imtim Salamar Pligi, Pligi Bipsios. If you're going to say that they argue, even if you're going to say that they argue about Psios. What does that mean, they argue about Psios? Says Rashi, Umachsheves Halacha, Da Amar Bipsia Rishon of Chutz Lezmano, Ubipsia Shnia Amar Chutz Lezmano, Davalu Trei Diburi. Meaning, even if they do argue by a Komets of Minchas Chote, where there is no second Kemitza, but every step that you take during the Halacha is another act. So since every step, it's also splittable. Even by the Komets Minchas Chotei, you can divide it, because each step that you take is another act. So what do we? When do they argue? Even if they do argue, they argue if you take one step with the Machshav Chutz Lezmano, and then the next step with the Machshav Chutz Lemakamo. That's where the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah is going to say that it's Pigel, and Tanakam of our Mishnah is going to say it's Pasel, right? And that is not the equivalent of Lachzos Tami. By a case of Lachzos, where you're clearly fusing two machshavos or two ideas into one act, then even Rabbi Meir of the Mishnah Tmura / Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah is going to be moda that is going to be pasul, it's not going to be pigle. Rav Simi Barashi Masnika Dabaye, Rav Huna Barnasan Masnika Darava. So Rav Simi Barashi taught Rav Meir Shita in accordance with the way Abaye understood it. Rav Huna Barnasan taught it the way Rav understood it. Just want to say over in the Birei Adav, he just has a very clear explanation of what the machlokas is in Rav Meir, within the Shita of Rav Meir. Again, part of what makes this daf confusing is that Rav Meir in the Mishnah Tzmura equals Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. So normally we're used to Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda always arguing with each other, but over here Rabbi Meir in Tamura is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. But he just explains over here very, very clearly, I think. He says there are two ways to understand Rabbi Meir's opinion. What did Rabbi Meir say? All Rabbi Meir said in Tamura is if you say Harezu Tamura Sola Tamura Shlamim, Harezu Tamura Sola Tamura Shlamim, so it's only Tamura Sola, it's not Tamura Shlamim. One way to understand that is from the fact that from the lashon that he uses, it's clear that his kavana was not for his animal to be both a tumuras ola and a tumuras shlamim. First, he wanted to make it a tumuras ola, and then he said harezu tumuras ola, and then he changed his mind and he said harezu tumuras shlamim. He wanted to make it a tumuras shlamim, but it's too late. Once you made it a tumuras ola, you can't change your mind, and therefore it's a tumuras ola like he said originally. So that is the derech of understanding of Rav Meir that Rabbi Yochanan is going to say later on in the Gemara, and based on that, Rabbi Yochanan explains that Rav Meir is moda that if you say lo tachol kedusha zu elim kein chal kedusha zu, that if this kedusha, that if you say this, the first kedusha shouldn't be chal unless the second kedusha is chal. Meaning, you make it very clear that you're not changing your mind, that you're really intending for both of them to be chal at the same time, or you say Tumuras Ola Ushlamim, right? You say a lashon where you fuse the two together, so then it becomes a Tumuras Ola Ushlamim. Meaning, Rav Meir doesn't have a problem in principle with the idea of that a person might try to put both kedushos on the animal, and if he does try, it could happen. Half of it will go to Ola, half of it will go to Shlamim. Rav Meir just didn't think that when you said Harezu Tumuras Ola, Harezu Tumuras Ola Ushlamim, Harezu Tmura Sala Tmura Shlamim, he didn't think that's what you were doing. He thought you were changing your mind. That's one way to understand Rameir. The other way to understand Rameir, which is the Derech of Rava in understanding Rameir, is even when it's very clear from your Lashon that at the very outset your Das was to make it both the Tmuras Ola and Shlamim, and you were not changing your mind after you said Tmuras Ola. That was your intention initially was to say both Ola and Shlamim. Like when you say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, even then Rameir is going to say it's only Ola and not Shlamim. Because according to Rava, Rameir's logic is that we always are Tofes Lashon Rishon when you say Tmuras Ola, because that's the first, whatever comes out of your mouth first is the first Kedusha to be Chal, and once that Kedusha is Chal, nothing else can change it. We don't care what you wanted. You can't do things that are not outside of the rules of Kachim. And the rules of Kachim are whichever Kedusha you said first, that's the Kedusha, that's chal on that animal. You can't have, it's something, it's just an impossibility within Kachim to have two Kedushos on the same animal. That's the machlokas in how to understand Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ki yasa Rav Dimi Amar Rameir B'shitas Rav Yudah Amar Damar Tfal Slash Rishon. So Rav Dimi explained that Rabbi Meir in Tamura, right, what we've been assuming this entire daf, that Rabbi Meir in Tamura is going within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says Tfal Slash Rishon. Ditnan, Am Rabbi Yehuda Zeaklal, because in our Mishnah he said, Im Machsheves Hazman Kadma as Machsheves Hamakom, Pigal V'chayev Nolav Karis. If you first had a Machsheves Chutz Hazman and then a Machsheves Chutz Hamakomo, so it becomes Pigal and you Chayev Karis. Even though you later had a machshava chutz mekama, we don't care about that. We're only interested in your first lashon. Amar le Abaye va Rabba bar Rechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan ki megata lu Rav Meir Rav Yossi bade Adadi lo pligi. But didn't Rabba bar Rechana tell us the name Rabbi Yochanan that if Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi were in a room together, they wouldn't be arguing, that there is no machlokas Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi? So how can you say that Rav Meir is going only within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? That sounds like Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi do argue. So he says, what do you mean they don't argue? V'lo pligi, v'amifl pligi. There's a Mishnah in Tamura where Rav Meir says, if you say, harez the Tamura Sola, Tamura Shlamim, it's only Tamura Sola, and Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's both. So how could you say they don't argue? So I'm like, no, you misunderstood. Pligi b'may de pligi. They argue in what they argue about. V'lo pligi b'may de lo pligi. They don't argue about what they don't argue about. Profound. What does that mean? Of course they argue about what they argue about, they don't argue about what they don't argue about. No, what it means is that they argue only in the case of Tamura. Don't try to connect it to our Mishnah. Don't try to connect it to Machshavos of Pigel and Tfos Lashon Rishon by Pigel. Dam Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, Heicha Do Amar, both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi will be Moda, that when you say Tachol Zu V'achar Kach Tachol Zu, Divrei Kol Lo Chayla, everyone's going to be Moda, that if you say this Kedusha should be Chal, and then that Kedusha should be Chal. I first want Kedusha's Karban Ola to be Chal, then Kedusha's Karban Shlamim. Everyone's going to know that that doesn't work. That doesn't fly. You can't have one and then the other. Once the first one is Chal, and that's it. Everyone's molded to that. Even Rabbi Yossi's molded to that. Lo tachulzu, elim kein chalazu, divriya kol chayla. But if you say, and this is again Rabbi Yochanan's presentation, this is what we were just explaining. Unlike Rava's understanding of Rav Meir, Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rav Meir is that it's not a hektish impossibility to have two kedushos being chal on the same animal. It's possible within the world of hektish to have two kedushos being on the same animal. You just need to be very clear that that's what your intention is. So even Rav Meir's moda that if you say lo tachol zu eli im kein chalazu, that I don't want the first kedusha to be chal unless the second kedusha is chal. So you're clearly saying, I want both kedushos. Then everyone's going to be moda that both kedushos are chal. Keep ligi. What do they argue about? Da amar tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. In the lashon that they argued about, the case where they said tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. Rameir savrami the havelei the memar tmuras ola ushlamim. Rameir will say, well, you know, if you really wanted to fuse it and to make it two kedushos, you could have used a more explicit lashon like tmuras ola ushlamim without using the word tmura a second time. Da amar tmuras ola utmuras shlamim. You didn't say that. You said tmuras ola and tmuras shlamim. You used the word tmura a second time. Shrami na mahadok hadabe. It must be that you're changing your mind. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says no. That wasn't an option to say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Tmuras Ola Ushlamim have a mean of Palga Tmuras Ola Palga Tmuras Shlamim. Then you might have thought that what he was trying to do was to make half of the animal Ola, half of the animal Shlamim. That wasn't his intention. Lach Yomer Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim Lebemer Dekula Ola Kula Shlamim. He said Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim because he wanted the whole animal to be an Ola, the whole animal to be Shlamim. And that can't happen, obviously. So what we do is we end up letting it graze and then selling it and making it half and half. But that's what he wanted. That's why he used such a lashon, not because he changed his mind. So Rav Dimi says back to Abaye from the You're asking me from Rabbi Bar Chana. You're asking on me from Rabbi Bar Chana that that Rabbi Meir would hold of the possibility that Rabbi Meir would hold of the possibility that two kedushas could be chal on the animal. He's entitled to his opinion. I personally disagree. I don't think Rabbi Meir would hold of that possibility. I personally think that Rabbi Meir would never think that it's at all possible to have two kedushas on the same animal, and whichever kedusha comes out of your mouth first, that's the kedusha that's going to be chal, no matter how you phrased it, and no matter what you want, and no matter what, we don't care what your das was. What we care is which word of kedusha came out of your mouth first. That's what's going to be chal on the animal. Period. Vamar ula vitei meravoshia. Going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we had a machlokas from Yehuda and Tanakama. When you had a machshava on one kazayas of chutzl's mano and another kazayas of chutzl makomo. Now, in order to understand this Gemara, what's important to understand is that there are different ways to express things, that there are different lashonos you can use to express different machshavos on different kazesim. Some of the methods of expression show that you're trying to bring them together. Some show that you're clearly splitting. For instance, we'll give the three examples that the Gemara is going to work with. If you say kazayas chutzl's mano, kazayas chutzl makomo, so that's very clearly splitting. That one machshava of chutzl's mano, another machshava of chutzl makomo. If you say kizayis chutzl's mano u kizayis chutzl makomo, so then you have a vav achibur, you have a vav connecting them, then you're bringing them closer together. Now, in the laws of pigul, the closer you bring those two machshavas together, the less likely it is to be pigul, because the rule of pigul is pigul needs to be on its own. If you have a machshava of chutzl makomo stuck in the middle of your machshava chutzl's mano, it's puzzle, it's not pigul. So the closer you're going to bring them together, the less likely it is to be pigul. Kizayis u kizayis brings them a little closer together. And then there's a third possibility where it's kizayis chutzl's mano chutzl makomo. You don't even have a machshava of kizayis the second time. You don't even say the word kizayis a second time. It's kizayis chutzl's mano chutzl makomo. One word kizayis. That really pulls them together. So we are going to try to figure out, when do we assume that it's a fused machshava and therefore only pasul? And when do we assume within the world of Rabbi Yehuda that as long as the machshava of chutzl's mano came first, it's going to be pigul, and the machshava of chutzl's makomo is separate and later and doesn't ruin the pigul status? So Amar Levitem Raboshia, Efshar Yadin Chavrin Bavla, do the Babylonian friends know kizayis kizayis tanan or kizayis u kizayis tanan? When Rabbi Yehuda says that it's pigul with the first machshava and the second machshava doesn't ruin it, was it only in the case of kizayis kizayis, where you clearly separated the two? Or even when you had a vavachibur, when it was kizayis u kizayis, even then maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's pigul. Kizayis kizayis, tanan aval kizayis u kizayis, divrei hakol erev machshavos havi. Should you say that the Mishnah is kizayis kizayis, but had you put the vavachibur in, then even Rabbi Yehuda would be modest, sorry, that's pasul, that's not pigul, because you have now mixed in the machshav of chutzl makomo together with the machshav of chutzl zmano. Odilma kizayis u kizayis tanan. Or maybe the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda shita, and the Mishnah, even when you had that vavachibur, it was kizayis u kizayis to the Rabbi Yehuda. Pratavi, Rabbi Yehuda will still view that as two independent things, two independent machshavos. For koshkin kizayis kizayis, and therefore, for sure, if you didn't have the vav, Rabbi Yehuda would view it as independent. So we're not sure if Rabbi Yehuda would even hold his ground by kizayis u kizayis or not. So tashemat the bar mina levi me Rabbi Levi asks Rabbi the following question: what about the third case? Chishev lechol kizayis lamachar b'chutz. Mahu. What if you have a machshava to eat a kazayis? Only one word kazayis in there, lemachar b'chutz, where it's really totally connected. What's the din there? Amar Lei, so Rabbi said, Zu she'ela, wow, great she'ela. Erev machshavos havi, and he said, but you should know the answer is that look, if it's only you only use one word kazayis, and you said chutz l'zmano and b'chutz lemachar b'chutz chutz l'zmano and chutz l'mekomo, sorry, that's clearly not going to be pigul, because you clearly mixed in the machshav of chutz l'mekomo with the machshav of chutz l'zmano. So Rebbe's son Rebbe Shimon hears this conversation. So I'm really fond of Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe, lo mishnah seinu hi, how can you call that a good question? Isn't it clear in the Mishnah lechel kazayis b'chutz kizayis l'machar, kizayis l'machar, kizayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis l'machar. This is all called from Mishnah. Kachatzi zayis l'machar, kachatzi zayis b'chutz. Pasul vein bokares. In all those situations, it's going to be pasul. It's not going to be pigul. Ha'idach erev machshavos havi. And it's only in those cases that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. But it sounds like if any case where you have only one word kizayis, and then you just think chutzl's mano and chutzl makomo, of course Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's pasul. It's not going to be pigul. So what kind of shaila was that? Amar Lei. So Rabbi said, no, you don't understand understand the context of the shayla. Who shall be dvar chacham avatam mishnah seinu? He asked a very smart thing, and you're trying to belittle him by saying that it's enough in the mishnah. Listen, he says, l'didach das nisla tarti lo kashlach. You, I taught both two out of the three cases to. So you didn't have a problem. You didn't have it. You weren't bothered. Meaning, I taught you the halacha by kezayis kezayis and by kezayis u kezayis. And I taught you that kezayis kezayis is separate, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that's pigle. Kezayis u kezayis is mixing together, and that's not pigle. So for you, it was therefore obvious that when you use the third lashon, which is very much mixing it together, only one word kezayis, so of course it's very obvious that that's not going to be pigle. But to him, I only taught him one of those lashonos, and he thought that he heard the rabbanon saying two of those lashonos. And he thought that I was being very precise, and that whatever the other machshavos, whatever other lashonos were being taught, were really erev machshavos. And he wasn't sure. Maybe that's the case. Or maybe when I taught him. When I taught him the one lashon that I did teach him, I wasn't being precise, and there were actually more examples. Gemara will explain exactly what this means. And maybe if I left out some examples that are considered to be mixed together, maybe the rabbanon left out some examples that are considered to be mixed together as well. Meaning, I said kezayis kezayis is considered to be mixed together. That's considered to be even that's considered to be one machshava. So maybe. Maybe I definitely left out kezayis ukezayis being one machshava. So maybe he thought that even the kezayis chutz l'zman chutz l'mekomo was also left out and should also be considered. I'm sorry, should be considered two separate machshavas. So the hey, meaning I taught what Rabbi is saying is I taught kezayis is two separate things, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda would hold its pickle. Now he heard that the rabbanon held kezayis ukezayis is two separate things, and Rabbi Yehuda would hold its pickle. So he said, well, if Rabbi left out the second example, maybe there's a third example that's also two separate machshavos and a spigel. Maybe when even the most extreme lashon, kezayis l'zman chutz l'mekomo. So the hey is, which one did I teach him? Ilei mekezayis ukezayis is, if I taught him kezayis ukezayis haylav shiuruhu, then I didn't leave anything out. So ela kezayis kezayis is, I must have taught him the most other extreme example, the example where you would think it's most separate. Tibayle kezayis ukezayis. So then, why then when Levi asked the shaila, did he jump to the other extreme? Why, if I taught him kezayis kezayis, why did he then jump to the other extreme and ask about kezayis chutzlisman chutzlum kamo? Why didn't he ask about kezayis ukezayis? So savri bayimene chadad shemina tati. He figured if he asked one question, he'll kill two birds with one stone. Dibin kezayis ukezayis hanicha, because he figured if I asked the middle case, hanicha yamerli klala kol shkem kezayis lamachar b'chutz. If I so, it would be very good if he tells me that kezayis ukezayis is one lashon together, then for sure kezayis lamachar b'chutz is one lashon together. Eliyamerli prato, but if he tells me kezayis ukezayis is considered two separate things, akati kezayis lamachar b'chutz kami bayle, then I'm not going to have an answer for my kezayis lamachar b'chutz question. So frankly, Gemara, but how is that a smart tactic? Ihachi ashtanami. So it still doesn't work out because hatenachi yamerli. Even now that you're asking kezayis lamachar b'chutz, iyamerli kezayis lamachar b'chutz prata. So if he tells you kezayis lamachar b'chutz are two separate units, so fine, then you're going to have your answer. Kol shein kezayis ukezayis. Then for sure, kezayis ukezayis are two separate units. Eliyamerli klal. But if he tells you that it's a klal, that it's considered one fused unit, then you're still not going to know what the din is by kezayis ukezayis, by the middle lashon. So he said, no, I will know, because imkein mirtach ratach, because if I ask him about kezayis l'machar b'chutz, and he holds that kezayis ukezayis is also considered one fused lashon, he's going to get angry at me. Hasha kezayis ukezayis klal, kezayis l'machar b'chutz, how could you ask me such a question? Even the case before that is considered one fused lashon. Okay. Hard enough. Nothing I can do about it.